Nevin, good to see you. Happy New Year, my friend.
And you too, and all your listeners.
Gee, look, the size of us. No, it had no effect on you or me. No effect whatsoever.
Yeah, I'm glad you said that.
People laugh when I say this, and they think I'm being jocular. I'm being absolutely factual. The food doesn't affect you or I. We may yo-yo privately, but when we're in public, we always look the same.
We enjoy it, don't we? We enjoy the good times.
What is it? You need to. Well, look, yeah. Happy New Year, my
and you
friend.
Too. Thank you.
Are you going to go all going to the gym now on me?
Well,
and take
no.
me butter away.
No, but I'm going to go a little bit healthier because that's what people are zoning into.
I know,
over the next couple of weeks, we have some lovely recipes that everyone can do at home.
Right.
And I thought healthy snacks. You know, healthy snacks like.
Well, that's a good. No, I'm only laughing at you.
Get out. Get out.
One of my healthiest snacks is a nice bit of cheese on a load of butter on a cream cracker. What have you got for me?
I love your kind of snack. Well, I have two ones. I have a savoury and kind of a sweetish one.
Well, I like savoury first.
So this is the tuna and it's a hummus, a bruschetta.
Ah.
So we're using some lovely tuna. We'll talk about that. And the tuna that I recommend is from Shines. They're based in Killybegs. It's all caught off Donegal coast, so it is, and Ireland. And
all
it's
right.
Marinated. It's cooked tuna, by the way. It's not raw. And it's cooked, so it is. And it is marinated in some olive oil. It's absolutely delicious.
Oh.
So look up for that. You'll see it in the supermarket. It's excellent. In the recipe, it says cans of tuna. This is Shines.
Shines.
And it's a little glass jar. It's excellent. So it is really good quality. So it is. So we'll talk about the hummus and then we'll go back to the tuna. The hummus is a chickpeas in a can. Throw them into the food processor. Get some flavour because they're very bland, I think, chickpeas. They're more about texture. Garlic crushed. Put them into the food processor. You have a little bit of tahini. I'll talk about that. It's a sesame seed paste. You get small little jars of it. We always make it with this, but if you don't have it, don't panic. Don't go out and buy it. If you do have it, it is actually really nice in this. Cumin, spice, ground cumin, a teaspoonful of that and a teaspoonful of smoked paprika, which is gorgeous. A little bit of water to loosen it up, some lemon juice and then some olive oil and salt and pepper. So you blitz this. This will keep for a week in your fridge.
Ooh.
So if your kids maybe want it on a wrap for maybe their lunch with some chicken or maybe a little bit of leftover meat, it works perfectly. It's not just for adults, by the way, too. So what we're going to do is put this onto some sourdough bread or you can use some wheaten bread. So get some really nice sourdough bread from a local bakery. There's loads of great people making sourdough. We make our own in the restaurant. It's one of the trickiest breads to get consistent. And
really?
Oh, yeah, it is. You need to feed the
fruit. Can I ask you why would make your own as opposed to buying it?
Why wouldn't you?
Why would you?
Well, we would make our own in the restaurant.
Yeah.
You can buy from a good bakery.
No. But is it not a risky thing for you to be doing? Is it not extra work you don't need to do?
Oh, no. The fact that we make our own breads, we make 5, 6, 7 breads every day, including breakfast. No, we take great pride in
good
that.
We've
one chef who makes just breads and canapés. Oh, yeah. Oh, we buy
I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, genuinely, yeah. Ah, yeah, we do.
Crikey.
Yeah, she'd make sourdough. She'd make a goat's cheese and red onion focaccia. She'd make a ciabatta bread. And then our breakfast chef makes scones. She would make soda bread with cranberries and rosemary and wheaten bread. So we make 6 breads every day.
Wow, that's incredible,
Ah, God, yeah. Well, God, I take pride in that.
Yeah.
So, Marty, sorry. So you toast off whatever bread you want to use. Sourdough. Yeah, bread book. Just write that down.
That's
bread
right.
book with Marty.
Book.
Okay. Bacon with Marty.
Mm.
So what you do then with this sourdough bread when you have it done, you drizzle it with a little bit of oil. You rub a little bit of garlic on it and then just slice some tomatoes, get a little bit of baby spinach, get your hummus, kind of spread it like you're spreading your butter for your cheese sample, and then you put your lovely tuna on that and some capers if you want to. So it's lovely and fresh. I would call this a light lunch, a snack. You can put the hummus just with some puff pastry or some pita bread. I should have said that.
Yes, pita bread
is lovely.
Very popular.
Cut them into little sticks.
That's
so,
right, but this is full of vitamins.
Well, and your it is actually really good. And of course, the omega in the tuna is fantastic.
Yes,
for your brain development, for your health.
That's right.
It's wonderful.
That's where I went wrong.
How do you mean wrong? What do you mean? You haven't got
not taking the tuna early enough.
Ah, no.
I'll be playing catch up now.
So that's our savoury one.
Okay.
Are you okay for the sweet
one? Yeah, of course. What's your sweetie
one? You like this one, Nutty Energy Bites.
Nutty Energy Bites.
Yeah, a bit of a mouthful, this.
All right.
So these make about 25. They're called protein balls, but I think they're even nicer than your regular protein balls.
Tell me more.
Flexing me muscles. Okay, so what we have here, we have 4 ounces of flaked or blanched almonds, Brazilian nuts, cashew nuts, 3 tablespoons of pumpkin seeds, and you toast all them off. You put them into the food processor. So you blitz them like roughly chopped nuts. Okay?
Okay.
You can chop them by hand. We use the food processor.
Sure.
Now, what you do into a saucepan, you put 4 tablespoons of honey. There's a really good producer in Kilkenny called Malevan Honey. I think they're excellent. But whatever honey is local to yourself. You can do this with maple syrup, but honey is an Irish product. If you can use Irish, we're all about that. 4 tablespoons of coconut oil. It's not that I use a lot of coconut oil, but there's a company I've mentioned many times in Wexford, Thai Gold. They do the best Asian ingredients.
Yeah.
So of the doof and their Thai curry paste. So coconut oil, 4 tablespoons of that goes into your pot, and then some crunchy peanut butter. There's a really nice company, I discovered them at Bloom, where of course I would see you cooking up a storm, me and you, and they're called Nutshed, and they're based in Nina, and they make their own peanut butter.
Nutshed?
Cashew nut, yeah, they're excellent. They're based in Nina. Peter Ward is a gentleman who owns Country Choice, and his daughters, I can't think of their name, sorry for me, but Nutshed is the name. So peanut butter, honey, coconut oil goes into the pot, a little bit of vanilla extract and a pinch of salt. You bring it to the boil and then you stir that in through your blended nuts. I'm putting cranberries into this, and then I'm going to put coconut, which is the flake coconut. You mix this all together and then it'll set, it'll go hard like a cookie, and then you just shape them and that's it, and you roll them in the coconut. It's as easy as that.
It sounds fabulous.
Well, it is delicious, and there's loads of texture and flavour. You get a little bit of sweetness but not too much.
Would you want to have your own teeth for this?
Oh, you would.
You would.
That would be a help.
It would, wouldn't it?
That's you wouldn't a want question be I've never been. That's a very
you're borrowing someone else's.
That's a brilliant.
Yeah, you're coming down with nuts.
But they're lovely. And you know what? Just for your listeners, both these recipes, particularly the Nutty Energy Bites, they'll keep for 2 weeks in an airtight container.
Okay.
So you can make them ahead. So say you're trying to get a little bit healthy, you still want a little bit of sweetness. Nuts are very good for you, obviously in moderation. And then if you're training at all, they're perfect. Because one protein ball will cost you about €1. You will save money.
And I've made this
before with Gojo Berries, but the dried cranberries is better.
Right.
Definitely.
So this will be very
definitely
good.
Is better. I think it's nice.
This will be very popular in gyms and Cavan.
Gyms and Cavan.
Exactly.
And you flying out the door.
I knew where we were going.
Well, it's great to be back. Do you know
you're
that?
Going in like a fat lad, come flying out the door.
Ah, jeez, I'll tell you one thing. You would, for sure.
I think we've lost weight already just talking about this.
I think we have.
Nutty Energy Bites, that's one of them. And the other one is the tuna and hummus biscuit. That's a beautiful idea.
Do you like them?
Yeah, I do. Healthy snacks, and it's RTÉ Lyric FM, Marty in the Morning, and the recipes are there from Nevin. Happy New Year.
And you
and
too.
Welcome back,
and
my
you and all your good listeners
you
and your Andrew team. Sure, it's great to be back on the road.
It's nice to be back on the
it
road,
is
for sure.
And we'll see you next Friday.
Please God. Please God.
Doing a bit of fishing.
Yeah, are you?
Cosa leggerai con che libro affascini il tuo cuore?